Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, and joining me on the phone is David Yepsen, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. David, thanks for getting up with me this morning.
Good to be with you, Rick.
Sorry we had trouble connecting, but I wondered, you know, when it comes down to it, when you look at the Republican debate last week, last night's Democratic debate, one, I'm not sure anybody watched last night's debate.
Right.
On purpose. But are these debates moving anybody in Iowa?
At this point, I don't think so. I certainly don't think the Democratic debate moved anything. As you point out, a horrible evening in Iowa. The UNI was playing Iowa State in basketball, scored an upset. People were just focused on the holiday. And I don't think the Republican debate really moved much. But that said, Rick, Ted Cruz is rising in Iowa, and Marco Rubio is a little bit too. Ben Carson is slipping, and Donald Trump is sort of flatlined. The other thing that's going on here in this race is Cruz really does seem to have a superior organization. And if these trajectories continue with that superior organization, he could win Iowa.
Well, and he's playing to the right audience in Iowa. It just took him a while to get there.
That's right. As Ben Carson falls, Ted Cruz is picking up evangelical voters and Tea Party voters. He's running a very sophisticated, well-organized campaign. He's spending time. He's doing everything correctly on the ground, and that is very important, as you know. Rubio has got some upside potential, but he doesn't have – I don't think he has the organizational infrastructure. All that said, we're nearing the caucuses. But I don't expect things to firm up until long after January 1st. These caucus goers are better educated, higher income, motivated workers, even than primary voters. And I think what we're going to see happen is what's happened in the past. People have some initial preferences, but they're going to wait and see how this thing plays out some more. There is another Republican debate in January. It's not in Iowa, but a lot of people will wait till the very end, Rick, and I think you'll see a dynamic at the caucus itself where neighbors are talking to neighbors and saying, you know, Joe, what do you think? Well, I don't like so-and-so. And that has an impact on the outcome.
You know, when you look at the layout of the calendar for the caucus and primary season, and you look at Cruz rising, I'm not sure that it'll do necessarily that well in New Hampshire, but then when you start moving back to the South and you've got the SEC primaries, those kinds of things, you can almost see a pathway.
Oh, no question about it. And doing well in Iowa and winning Iowa in an upset over Trump would really give him that proverbial momentum and a lot of media attention. I don't know. As you're correct, I'm not sure it's enough to put him over the top in New Hampshire. But just remember something, Rick. That, and you've seen this before. Trump. A lot of Trump's crowds are great crowds. He gets a lot of attention, and in the media. But will they show up on caucus night? His organization is not as good, and I think a lot of Trump voters, they're looking at celebrity. They're looking at they're turning out to see Donald Trump. It's not a sign that he's going to win. You saw the same thing in the Democratic Party, Rick. You remember back in 84 and 88 with Jesse Jackson. Great crowd.
Right.
Said things people liked, but they didn't vote for him on caucus night.
Well, and frankly, it's kind of like Ron Paul, too.
Exactly. There are Republicans who like what they hear that still just aren't going to show up.
Were you surprised about the results last week, virtually a week ago, with the Des Moines Register poll, Bloomberg poll, Ann Seltzer did, 31-21 Cruz over Trump, and, that just seems like such a huge momentum shift.
Well, that is, and it's a little bigger than other polls are showing. Even if you look at the average of the most recent polls, you've still got Cruz up a point or two,
right,
in Iowa. I've done a lot of work with Ann Seltzer and that poll over the years, and they know what they're doing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because it is very hard, and it's different to poll caucus goers.
Right. But just look at the trend lines. That's what I think is important. And it's clear Cruz has got some momentum here.
There also was a recent public policy poll, which is a Democratic-oriented polling, but it showed, this is nationally, it had Trump 34, Cruz 18, Rubio 13, and Bush at 7, Carson at 6. And here again, I think it's a matter of looking at the trend lines here.
That's right. And that'll change on a dime once you get Iowa and New Hampshire. Those numbers will move quickly. I wouldn't pay much attention to national polls right now.
No.
Look at the trend lines in Iowa and New Hampshire, and that'll give you some idea where this race is headed.
But I do think there is a value there of just looking at the precipitous fall of Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah. And you know, his lack of fluency on foreign policy and military questions, I think, are causing a lot of his evangelical supporters to look elsewhere. And Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are in a good position to pick those up. Cruz has got a better organization to reel them in.
Real quickly on the Democratic side. So, you know, I watched some of the debate. I couldn't stay up late enough to catch all of it. But I thought it was very interesting. I played that cut of the Bernie Sanders apology, and it just, you know, I thought the way the campaigns were battling this weekend that was going to be a kind of a featured rift here between those two. And I mean, it was over and done with.
That's right. He apologized, put it behind him. It's Christmas. We move on. And the race, the curtain comes up right after January 1st.
And so last night after the debate, Sanders' campaign points out that they have, in their words, have crossed the record-breaking mark of campaign donations that was set by President Barack Obama at more than 2.2 million donations, and the average contribution for the night was below $25, part of this grassroots sales campaign. Does that in the end mean anything?
I think it does. I think those small donations are shareholders. They're stockholders. You know, if you donate money to a candidate, there's a probability that you're going to go show up for them at a caucus, particularly here in Iowa. And I can tell you the Hillary Clinton people are taking this very seriously. You know, they thought they were in great shape in 2008.
Boy, did they ever.
You know, their comeuppance. They ran, and I still think they ran a good campaign in 2008, but they're not taking anything for granted. In fact, I think the Clinton people see a chance to beat Bernie Sanders here. She does lead in the polls among Democrats. And if she does that, she's going to be in a lot better shape in New Hampshire, where Sanders is doing better. So the last thing Hillary Clinton needs is to have Bernie Sanders embarrass her here. That could really cause problems for her down the road.
That's David Yepsen, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. David, thank you very much, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Rick. Merry Christmas.
We'll be back with more right after this.